الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله يحب المحسنين صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم The most important question we should have in our life is that actually what is life? Because we are facing all the difficulties of the life, days are passing by. If we don't have the actual concept of the life, we can waste it. So the most important concept which should be cleared in our life is that what is life? So to understand that, we can take an example of examination hall. So examination hall is actually an environment. Some specified area is specified for exam. Some time period is specified for the exam. And then during that time period, in that space, some question papers, some questions are posed to the students. So we can understand life with this simple example. This life is also like an examination hall. We are in some space which is called this world. So this world is actually like an examination hall. There is specified time for us from our birth till our death. And during this time period, in this examination hall, actually we are posed with some questions. And those questions are in the form of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do this or to abstain from this. And other form of questions we are facing are different certain situations in our life. Some miseries, some worries, some gains, some losses. These all are situations what we are facing in our life. So these are actually questions posed in our life to see whether they will answer correctly or incorrectly. Whether they will answer sabr or they will answer shukr. So we should understand that we are actually in the examination hall. And we should focus our all energies to answer the questions what we are facing. And we should not waste a second in this time period. No student can imagine of wasting 1 minute in the examination hall. He knows the importance of the time. So similarly, we should understand the importance of our life. And only those people can answer the question who have the knowledge what to answer. So to get the knowledge is important to answer the questions. So from where we can get the knowledge? We can get the knowledge from Quran and Hadith. From the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the lives of the Sahaba. So we can look into their lives and we can get the knowledge. By that knowledge we can answer the question of this life. One of the questions which we usually face in our life is a situation in which somebody else is actually creating problems for us. So what is the situation? That some other person is creating problems for us, is creating difficulties for us, is making our life difficult. So this is very common in our societies, in our homes. Sometimes we are living together, and some other person of our house is creating the problems, hardships for us, by his words or her words, by his or her acts. So how to handle that situation and how to answer that question? So we have three options according to Quran and according to Hadith. One is to take revenge from that person. But if we will answer this question, this answer every time, then it will destroy the whole society. Because everybody will be busy in taking revenge. The second option we have, it is to forgive the other person and take the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a better option we have. And the third option we have is to do some favor for that person. Instead of taking revenge, do favor to that person. Now to act upon that is even difficult. So at least we should opt the second option, that is to forgive other person. And that quality is actually called good manners. So the place of these moral values is undoubtedly very high in our deen and in Islam. And these are actually must to attain the success and salvation in hereafter. And these are actually the qualities which get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will face these situations in our life. There is no person in this world who can say that there is no person in my life like that who is creating hurdles for me. So we will face this situation. We should understand this point. Now I have to learn how to answer that, how to handle that situation. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you are those who possess best of manners. This is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of resurrection, the most weighty item in scales of deeds will be good manners. Narrated by Dawud and Tirmidhi. So there are several hadiths about this fact, and this knowledge is actually to guide us how to handle that situation. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a believer with good manners and good moral disposition gets the same reward as he who spent his nights in prayer and observes fast during days. Narrated by Abu Dawud. So this is such a virtue by which a person can get a status and excellence of those people who stand all night in prayers and who fast all the day. So why this act is so precious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah ta'ala knows that it is not an easy reaction. So that's why Allah ta'ala has promised such a reward for such person. Once Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Muaz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Yemen as the governor of Yemen. He sent Muaz as the governor of Yemen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So while he was riding his horse, at the last moment Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that make your manners good for people. Narrated by Muwatta Imam Malik. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the dearest to me among you, listen it carefully, the dearest to me among you and nearest to me on the day of resurrection will be those who display best manners. The dearest to me and nearest to me are those who have displayed the best of manners. So to gain the affection of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to gain the affection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their closeness and propinquity is only possible if we will act on this fact, that is to behave in a good manner. So what is good manner? Good manner is to forgive others. To take the revenge is actually an option, but it is not included a good manner. When Allah Ta'ala or Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, they expect us from us that we will forgive other people. Or even we will do some favor for other people in spite of the fact that they are not good with us. And this virtue can come in us when we have some mercy for others. In one hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah ta'ala will not show mercy to them who do not show mercy to other people. Narrated by Bukhari. So if we want mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should show mercy to other people. No person is flawless in this world. Everybody has flaws. But we should focus on the acts, good acts of other people. Not on the flaws. We should focus on our flaws, but good acts, good deeds of the other people. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah Rabbul Izzat exhorted his followers to act in these manners. So we should adopt this act, because this problem is very common in our homes. So we should take training of this thing, how to handle the situation, how to forgive other people. If we will act on these advices of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then our home can become a piece of Jannah in this world. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted his Sahaba to act like this. Once Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه, O Abu Bakr, if an injustice is done to anyone and he forgives it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not take revenge, Allah ta'ala will support him in all respects in turn for it and raise him in esteem both in this world and in Akhirah. In another hadith it is mentioned that Musa alayhi salam was asked Allah Rabbul Izzat that, O Lord, who are the noblest of bondsmen in your sight? So Allah Ta'ala has replied, those who forgive the guilty when they have him in their control. In spite of all the control to take the revenge, they still forgive other people. So we should not take it lightly. We are always complaining of this problem in our houses, in our societies, in our working places. So actual thing is that we should know how to handle these situations. We are actually not learning how to handle the situation. Handling of this situation is not to take the revenge, which is actually the fact, which is what is going on in our society. Everybody is taking revenge from other people. So we should learn how to forgive other people. Now, these words are easy to say, but to adopt this act, to adopt this virtue, it needs some effort. And one easiest way to attain this thing is prescribed by our mashayikh. It is that to do abundant zikr. Zikr is actually remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what will abundant zikr or abundant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do? That it will purify our qalb. Qalb is actually spiritual heart. We know about our physical heart, which pumps the blood. So qalb is actually spiritual heart, which controls our body. So if it is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then actually all these angers and all these filth which is in our heart and qalb will go away. So abundant zikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purifies our heart. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, mafhum of that is that everything needs polish, and polish to clean the heart is zikrullah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how to do this remembrance, how to do this zikr? There are two types of zikr. One is done by tongue and other is done by heart or qalb, the spiritual heart. So we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongue in form of recitation of Quran, in form of doing dawah. This is all remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can do remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our qalb. So, to do remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our qalb has more benefit, has 70 times more benefit than doing zikr or remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our tongue. It is stated in hadith. So very simple zikr is prescribed by our mashayikh, which can solve such a big problem of our society, of our homes. Actually, we are living together but our hearts are actually far apart. So how to solve this situation? To solve this problem, only solution is that which is prescribed by our mashayikh, is to clean the heart by abundance liquor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this does not need much time. This is so simple. What is that? Do one tasbih of istighfar in the morning and one in the evening. Do durud-e paak, one tasbih in the morning, one in the evening. Recite one para of Quran daily, ideally, or half a para. Try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, while driving, while in the kitchen, while in the office. All the time try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the qalb, your hand will do the work, but your qalb will be involved in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Four things. The fifth thing is to spare some time and focus your thoughts on your qalb. And what to think? Think that my qalb is saying Allah, 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 and I am listening. The tongue will not be used in that. Only this is one thought, this is a thinking process. And this has such a massive effect that within few days, whoever will do, will actually feel the effect of these prescribed zikr. And the last thing, the sixth thing, is to get connected to your Shaykh, your guide. Actually, everything needs some guidance. We teach our students. Why? Because students need some guidance. So similarly, in this path also, we need some guidance so that we can be purified. As we go to the doctor for some diseases, and we take some medication prescribed by the doctor, we know that our self-medication can harm us. So that we go to the doctor. Similarly, if we will try to eliminate these problems of our qalb ourselves, we can harm ourselves. So it's better and advisable to do it under some guidance. So the last thing or sixth thing is that we should be in connection with our Shaykh through SMS, through telephone, through emails. And we should tell our problem that whether I am improving or not. So these are simple things to do. It will take hardly half an hour to 1 hour. If we can spare our time to clean our homes for 2 hours, we should spare some time to clean our heart and qalb. So, and we should also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our heart and solve these all the problems. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Before doing dua, just practice this act of muraqabah or this qalbi dhikr which I have told. Just close your eyes for focusing and think that my qalb, which is in my chest and my breast, is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. So where there is physical heart on the left side of the chest, the spiritual heart is also there. So just focus that qalb is saying Allah, 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 and I am listening. My tongue will not be used. This is only thinking process. So just practice for a few moments. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. ميك دعا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم. يا الله پاک, we ask forgiveness from all our sins which we have done in nights and in days. Ya Allah Pak, please forgive all sins, all those sins what we remember and all those sins that we have forgotten. Ya Allah Pak, please forgive us for all these sins. Ya Allah Pak, please open the doors of the mercy. Please open the doors of mercy in this holy month of Ramadan and purify us from all the sins. Ya Allah Pak, please rectify all habits of sins. Ya Allah Pak, please help all those people who are facing the atrocities, who are facing the atrocities of non-Muslims. Ya Allah Pak, protect their wealth. Ya Allah Pak, protect their health. Ya Allah Pak, protect their chastity. Ya Allah Pak, also protect us from the oppressions of other people. Ya Allah Pak, please protect us from the oppressors. Ya Allah Pak, we are in command of you. Ya Allah Pak, we need you all the times. Please protect us through our whole life. Ya Allah Pak, please forgive all those people who have died. Ya Allah Pak, all those people who have died with the Iman. Ya Allah Pak, help those all people who are afflicted in the agonies, who are afflicted with the miseries. Ya Allah Pak, please, we are in need of you from our birth till our death. Ya Allah Pak, please protect us from all these agonies and miseries in our whole life. Ya Allah Pak, please accept our prayers. Please accept our gathering. Please accept our fasting. Please accept our Tarawih and all the deeds what we are doing in this holy month of Ramadan. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين وبرحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.